Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world. Leaders are like the wind. Oh Lord, praise be to Almighty God. Greetings everyone. Greetings of peace. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah, your host for this morning. And as we are all at the round table, welcome to the CWSC Community-Wide Shura Conference Friday round table. We say again, God's peace be upon you. We say Juma Mubarak and Ramadan Mubarak. May the blessings from all of that come to all of us, and may the blessings that come to the human family from Almighty God, may it be upon all of us at this moment. Praise be to Almighty God as our thoughts, I'm sure, connected with those who are receiving unjust treatment, going through challenges in their life, I should say in our lives. But here we are, and we have the opportunity, forgiveness, and the mercy of Almighty God is upon or with all of us. So we're thankful for that. And as we enter into this moment, we're going to begin. We start out with the reading from the Quran, which we just had. That was the Juz 11. And today, for those who started on Tuesday last week, this is Juz 11. Those who started on Monday, You would be hearing Juice 12. You'll be reading perhaps Juice 12. But nonetheless, the Ramadan, the month of fasting. So as we've heard the Quran, now we will reconnect with the Hadith. And these are reports that have been shared about Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. And then we will share information about from the quotes of Imam Worthy Muhammad, Rahimullah Ulay, and then about CWSC, and then we will go right into sharing from our guests for today, which are members of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, and we will be discussing their lives, their courage, their involvement, and how it has connected them with the iftar in the month of Ramadan, the iftar being a part of an iftar committee. And so we will get into that a little more. Let's go to hadith, sharing of a hadith. And again, these are reports, different ones, shared reports on the life of the Prophet or involvement or sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Kilo one. Well, I was going to share it from on oppression. It was a choice between adab and oppression. But I should share this. Narrated, Anas, and this says, help your brother. Help your brother. Anas bin Malik. Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, said, help your brother, whether he is an oppressor or he is an oppressed one. And that's from Sahih al-Bukhari, 2443, book 46, hadith, narrated another report of that, narrated Anas, radiallahu anhu, Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be upon him, said, help your brother, whether he is an oppressor or he is an oppressed one. People asked, O Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is all right to help him if he is oppressed, but how should we help him if he is an oppressor? The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, by preventing him from oppressing others. Again, and that's Sahih al-Bukhari, 2444, book 46, hadith 5. So praise be to Almighty God for the understanding of that. Prevent, prevent, prevent. And so it is for anyone who is in the way or by the way of oppressing others. Now we go on to quotes from Imam Warisuddin Muhammad. And Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, may the mercy of Almighty God be upon him, forgive him his errors, grant him habitation in paradise. But we reference the wisdom that Almighty God blessed him with and his understanding and his life, as his living his life as Muslim, following the life of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and studying Al-Quran, the revelation of Almighty God. Says, to see the picture clearly, Muslims are not just a people of faith. Muslims are not just a people belonging to a religion. Muslims are people obligated to live a model community, a model community life. God says he made us a witness for mankind, a witness for all people. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is a witness for us. He is a witness for us if we are following his way, and a witness against us if we are not following. So praise be to Almighty God. We thank Almighty God for having access the Quran, the revelation of Almighty God, to sayings or reports on the Prophet's life, prayers and peace be upon him, and one that lived amongst us, Imam Warisuddin Muhammad, and there are many others. So as we are in our own way performing, studying and performing in the way that is best for all of humanity. So praise be to Almighty God as we go now into sharing about Community-Wide Sure Conference and the establishment here, the CWSC Friday Roundtable, is to connect with those who are doing work in the community, striving in their way to present what is best in their life to others, for self and for others, for their family, for their neighbors, for their partners, business partners, or acquaintances, however it is, striving to live the best life there is, or letting the best of life rise to the top. And I'm sure we all can identify with that, correct? So we want to share what is Community-Wide Sure Conference. If you have not gone to our website, we ask that you do, and you will see this about us. The Community-Wide Sure Conference is established as a national resource and community service center supporting the Quranic principle of representative democracy or mutual consultation, Amrahum Shura Bainahum, in the conduct of community affairs. And that, dear listeners, is referring to the group intellect. CWSC organizes and or recognizes, excuse me, that only through Shura, the group intellect, can the power of the group intellect be fully utilized for solving problems and discovering opportunities that help each of us improve our individual, family, and community life. So our vision is to remake the world into a better place by unleashing and harnessing the full capacity that is inherent in the group intellect. Our mission is to realize our model community vision by operating as a national intelligentsia, researching, designing, communicating, and implementing solutions that enhance goal achievement in all aspects of our community life. That, dear listeners, bring us to understand now how we are doing that is we're connecting, we're committed to the consistency of connecting, communicating, and collaborating. And that takes us now to our guests for this morning. We ask them to press 1 on their phone, and we will open their mic, and we will begin to share with you, dear listeners, our guests. We're going to introduce to you is Imam Haji, 1979 Haji, one who has made Hajj in 1979. It is none other than Imam Abdul Karim Ali. Imam Abdul Karim Ali, I'm going to brief it in this way, that he has close relations with his family, with himself, with his family, with the religious community, affiliations and such, but with his neighbors, with the city, with the county, and other state officials and interfaith leaders. And he is known as one of the first representatives in the city in which he lives to be contacted anytime that the media wants answers concerning the community and its involvement in many actions. He is the current chair of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, Inc. He has been the vice president of Interfaith Tampa Bay. He is chair of the citywide Iftar Committee. He is a Brashana Ali. And I'll just say they've been married over 50 years. Now, this was in 2020. I received this information, too. He's former Florida Conference convener, which is now known as the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, and that was back in the 1980s. 1980s to the 90s, Imam, he was the Imam of Masjid al-Mukminun in St. Petersburg, Florida. Twice he ran for council member, District 6, didn't win, but he definitely made a difference in the community. He was on the City of St. Petersburg Planning Commission. He was on the King Commemorative Committee assigned by the governor at that time. He was president of neighborhood association group known as Federated Inner City Organization, acronym FICO. He was on the board of directors of Congregations United for Community Action. He was elected to represent our united efforts of National People's Association, NPA, and that had a lot to do with direct action. So we will be hearing from also Imam Abdul Tawi Aziz, whom you've heard many times here delivering the khutbah. Right now, let's go to our brother, your brother, my brother, Imam Abdul Karim Ali, and let me get to open his mic. There he is. Assalamu alaikum wa Jumma Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and Jumma Mubarak to you and listening audience, and also Ramadan Mubarak as well. We pray Allah that He bless us, continue to bless us as we fast during this month of Ramadan, and may Allah bless all of us, the Muslim throughout the Muslim world, with a blessed Ramadan and reward all of us for our wonderful effort. Thank you so much, our dear sister, Sister Martha Nala Abdullah, for inviting us to be on your wonderful show today, and we thank you and grateful. And again, to our listening audience, we are very grateful to be with you today. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And everyone, many times, and we greet your wife too, Rashana Ali. Many times we've sat at their dinner table and conferenced with one another, done our community work and the many organizations that we've been connected with. We are thankful for the tireless hours that we've contributed to where we are today. And where we are today, it says a lot about our courage, the stamina that Almighty God has invested in us. And I want to go, everyone, I want to share with you something on the history of Imam Abdul Karim Ali. His father was very instrumental in where St. Petersburg is today. I say he was very instrumental because he played a part in bringing St. Petersburg out of the darkness into the light. And when I say that, that had a lot to deal with the strike in the 1960s. And I'm going to read this, everyone, so please bear with me, Ali, if you don't mind. I'm going to share this. This is from one of the editor writers in the local paper. And this is in reference to during the time that information is being shared throughout the country on the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. One of the quotes that Abdul Karim Ali said to Waverney to believe that there are insufficient funds. Oh, no, this was M.L. King, excuse me. That we refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. Dr. King said that. With great presence, he cautioned, the whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation, and until the bright day of justice emerges. I wanted to bring that out. He said, and Waverney said, I sought out Imam Abdul Karim Ali, one of the religious leaders chosen to give the benediction for Mayor Welch's inauguration. And Mayor Welch is our current Mayor Kenneth Welch, whose father was David Welch, who served on the council for 12 years. Yes, and that means 4 years, 4 years, 4 years. Imam Abdul Karim Ali, as he spoke, given the benediction for Mayor Welch's inauguration, he talked about the 1968 sanitation strike and its place in the city's history. In case you're wondering, it was Ali's father, Joseph E. Savage. May Allah be pleased with him, grant him high station in paradise, forgive him his errors, who led resolute black strikers, and I'm using the word black here, everyone, you know where we've come from, resolute black strikers and their supporters. A local Quaker was arrested for lying down in front of a garbage truck, sit-ins and pray-ins. In the end, a resolution gave some gains to the strikers and their families, but as Ali and others see it, the wider black community benefited to some extent. A familiar name, David Welch, the late father of St. Petersburg's new mayor, was among the negotiators who worked to end the contentious and racially charged action for better pay and better working conditions. Welch became the first black co-chair of the Biracial Community Alliance and formed to ease racial tensions and bring attention to the city's racial disparities. And I go on down here, says, a lot of good things began to happen because of that strike, Ali told me this week. People are still talking about that today. That strike had a greater impact on St. Petersburg than anything else. Some people might disagree with me. Besides the creation of the Community Alliance, he pointed out the election in 1969 of C. Betty Wimbush as the first black member of the city council, and James B. Sanderlin, the lawyer who represented the sanitation workers, went on to become the county's first black judge. Ali, a Georgia native who visited his father and his new family in St. Petersburg as a youth, wasn't in St. Petersburg during the strike, but that doesn't stop him from being proud of his father's role. Quote, my dad found his calling, and he gave himself to it, and look what happened, end of quote, he said. But Joe Savage was not the only soldier, he emphasized. There were some bold and courageous men that supported him. There was a lot of actions. I'm stepping away from the reading, and I'm going back now. In 2006, the city named its sanitation compound the Joseph E. Savage Complex. Like the sanitation strike during the civil rights era, Mayor Ken Welch's January 6th inauguration will be regarded as another watershed moment for St. Petersburg, and from what he said so far, the new mayor is keenly aware that the job of fulfilling the dream of which Dr. King so eloquently spoke continues. So there's been progress, Ali acknowledged, but added, we still have a ways to go. And back to you, Imam Abdul Karim Ali, to share that so the listeners can attach to what you, the energy behind, not just behind what you do, but that your father established in St. Petersburg, but then you have your own energy that Almighty God has afforded you. So if you share with us now, as we will begin, Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association that you're chair of, and the Iftar Committee. We're going to be talking about the Iftar Committee and the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, if you don't mind. Please share some words that you want to.
Yes. Thank you so much. And we'd like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. Praise and thanks belong to Allah, highly glorified is he. And we thank him for this blessing. We thank him for this wonderful day. And we witness that there is no God but one, Lord of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. And his prophet, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad the prophet, peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger, a guide and a mercy and an excellent example for the human family. Again, I'd like to really thank our dear sister and our listening audience for allowing us to come and be with you today. And really wonderful, was able to hear the wonderful reciting of the Quran before we began the program today. I really enjoyed that. And thank you so much, dear sister, for sharing the information, some historical facts about our city and my father's involvement, and we praise Allah, God, for all of that. As it relates to the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, Inc., we also refer to it as TBAMA, T-B-A-M-A, TBAMA, and that's the acronym. We began our work here as Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, I would say in the early round, we became incorporated, I believe, in 2001 here in the city of St. Petersburg and the state of Florida. We became incorporated. And I'm saying that because you may be aware that Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah grant him the highest form of the paradise, forgive him his error, and we thank him for the wonderful work and the wonderful information that he shared and left with us. And that work will live on, okay? So if that work lives on, he lives on, okay? But he established what is some call Mars Care, okay? Mars Care. But what it really is the ministry of W.D. Muhammad, the ministry of W.D. Muhammad, Inc. Inc. means incorporated, okay, in the state of Illinois. So likewise, we wanted to do a lot of work, much work here, and that's much work, and she had shared with you some of that, and we're going to talk about a lot of that has have taken place and what is currently going on today, and we and it will take place on Tuesday of next week, inshallah. So we became incorporated, and that's very important, okay, when we really want to go out and do the work, and we want to sit down and speak with our government, we want to speak with our business leaders, we want to speak with our community leaders, educators, faith leaders, and we want to do work together. The first thing they want to know is, who are you? Okay, who are you? And so in order for us to work together, they want to know, who are you? And what's your name, et cetera. We can just say, well, we're Muslim and we're members of the mosque and all that. That's fine, and we pray to God and all that good stuff. That's okay. But in order for us to work with you and be a part of your effort, et cetera, we need to know, who are you and who's your name, et cetera. So they can pull it up and it will share with them who we are as a legitimate organization incorporated with the state of Florida, established with Internal Revenue as a 501c3, et cetera, et cetera. So these are the things that we did and began, as we began our mission. And our mission is basically twofold. One is to make sure that community in our midst understand correctly what our faith, our Islamic faith and our Islamic life is all about. And secondly, to involve ourselves in building and establishing community life, make community life better, not only for ourselves, not only for our family, but community life better for all, Muslim, non-Muslim, what have you, you know. So this is what TBAMA, you know, focused on. And praise be to God, God have blessed us to be a part and make, a very honorable contribution. And that's part of what we say is required of all of us to be here to make a contribution. We all is here for a purpose. We're not here to just sit down and be isolated from the rest of the world. We are part of the world, okay? God created this world for all of us. This is a precious gift from Allah, the Creator, and we are to understand that we are to be a part and we are to share this world. Okay, so that began our mission, And that led to, we have been able to, as she clearly pointed out, you know, some of the wonderful things that we've been able to do, and which led us to, in 2016, if you will, we was already established and really was aware, and the government, local government, was aware of who we were and our mission, our effort through our interfaith gathering, community gathering, et cetera, et cetera. So they was very much aware of that. So we had in 2016, myself and our honorable host, Sister Martha Nala Abdullah, okay, we were part of Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, and we asked and was granted an audience with one of the city representatives, a man by the name of Kevin King. He was the chief of staff of the Richard Christman, who was the mayor at that time. He was the chief of staff of that administration. And we presented him the idea of having a gathering during the month of Ramadan and the importance of coming together, you know, as a community. And he accepted and liked the idea, and we wanted to have a gathering in a large facility. And he stated that we would have one of the largest indoor facilities in our city called the beautiful St. Petersburg Coliseum, downtown St. Pete, which hosts many wonderful events, okay, including the annual gathering, breakfast, annual breakfast meeting for the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and a host of a wonderful event that would host a large quantity of community people there. So he stated that we would have, when it was approved by the administration, that we would have, and they would support it, that we would have the iftar dinner, okay, at that same facility. So in 2017 was our first gathering. And as you can imagine, you know, we was excited, but we was a little hesitant, you know, because we are used to, you know, coming together, you know, in our local masjids and community centers and during the month of Ramadan and having this gathering, breaking the fast and having, you know, making the prayer and then having our dinner, iftar dinner together with, you know, 40, 50, 60 people, et cetera. So we was kind of used to that. And so when we began to, and they, Kevin King, he said, look, I'm going to establish a website so people can go on the website and register to come to this data. Okay? So he did that. And the website began to go out and invite people to come to this gathering. And we thought, well, you know, maybe we have maybe 200 or 300 people will come out. You know, you got a humble beginning. And so maybe 200 or 300 people will come out in this big, huge place there. And praise be to God, in 2017, the first such gathering, okay, of iftar dinner, okay, which included Muslim, non-Muslim people, was all faith, all cultures, et cetera, came to this event, and that was over 640 people who came out to our first gathering. Praise be to God, 640, and it was like blowing our mind, you know, to see that. But praise be to God, and that was a continuation, 2017, 2018, 2019. At 2019, we had succeeded that amount, and over 850 people was at that event in 2019. And, of course, as we all know, for the whole country, because of COVID-19, we were not able to have the gathering in 2020 and 2021. So in 2022, praise be to God, we continue to have that event And we, you know, because of, we just covered out of COVID-19, okay, it was over about 700 or more people came out in 2023, and now we are here in 2024. And praise be to God, we have a way of to inviting people to come, and it's called Ebrite. You can go to Ebrite and register to come, individuals, families, groups, et cetera. And our last meeting, we came to realize that as we reach our goal and the event that we have, we can house up to 850. Okay, 850. So that Ebrite had to be shut down because we had reached our objective. At our last meeting, we just had, we began to discuss, because our motto is, we don't want to turn anyone away. Okay, anyone away. If we can find a way to host them, then by all means, they're welcome. So it looked as though we're going to have not only the 850 plus, because we found out that is some extra space that we can utilize, and by utilizing those space, we can at least come up to at least 900, I believe, in 14 individuals there. So, under the law, we expecting 850 plus on Tuesday of next week. And we have a host of presenters. We're inviting, you know, not only the mayor of our city, he's very excited, but we have in April, when we have a recap, you know, after the meeting, after the iftar dinner, and after Ramadan, we always have a recap. And a recap with a luncheon at City Hall, we sit down and we discuss, okay, how we felt about the recent event, what can we do to improve it. But we also going to be discussing, because the mayor of the city is aware that we have this such a large gathering, and he stated in 2023, okay, he shared with me that it looked like we're about to outgrow this facility, and we need to begin looking at a larger venue there. So he have agreed that we will, at that meeting, at luncheon in April, we will begin to discuss having a larger gathering, and a larger gathering and a larger facility to host that larger gathering. And we have currently in our city a baseball team, and some people may not be, fans of baseball, but the facility is a dome stadium, multi-dome stadium, that all not only hosts baseball and basketball and other sporting events, but it also hosts other events, concerts and graduation from our local schools, et cetera. So we're going to be discussing having a larger gathering at that facility. And we also have been approved by the city of St. Petersburg, okay, working with the Tampa Bay Rays, is to have a larger gathering for our annual Eid celebration. They have already approved that we can use that facility to have a larger Eid gathering. So, alhamdulillah, we are very grateful and thankful to Allah, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and enabling us to come together to sit down with a Muslim who's not of our association and non-Muslim. And the committee itself, the Iftar committee itself, is made up of Muslim, non-Muslim city staff. And this year, praise be to Allah, we have members, students from the local University of South Florida, who's also working with us as part of the committee to help put this event together. So, alhamdulillah, we are grateful for that, and we pray that Allah will continue to bless us, and we want to see this type of gathering ongoing. We know that we currently not going to be here forever, okay? When Allah sees fit, as he sees fit to remove others, he's going to remove us, But we pray that the effort that Allah have blessed us to be able to establish will continue, and those who are behind us will continue to move this project forward. So hopefully that will give you some idea of what we are, what we're trying to do, and we look forward for the event. And we know some members from CWFC and others from down South Florida and the Miami area will be coming to attend, and this will be a wonderful event, God's willing, on Tuesday of next week. Thank you so much.
Very, very, very good. And everyone listening, we want it understood, Imam Abdul Karim Ali. We're going to go to a public service announcement in just a few seconds. But I wanted to share with everyone that our commitment, it is local, but we know that the Imam Warthadeen Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, mercy be upon him, that he spoke globally. He spoke to always keep our minds open globally, and that the pain or the discomfort that anyone is feeling, and this is prophetically said as well, you know, that when one hurts, you know, we all should, you know, feel that hurt, that pain, especially if someone is hungry. We should feel the need to help. And this is why we said about help your brother from the Hadith. But I just wanted everyone to note that this is happening locally, but our heart and soul, when we have discussed many, had many venues of, I mean, ways and means, and then discussing at the table, dining room table, and doing different things, such as having the Imam's lectures played on community television, being televised, hosting radio once a month, radio station conversation, just bringing it to the minds of everyone that, as Imam Warthi Muhammad, we read this morning, saying that the Muslim is not just an individual, and Al-Islam is not just a religion whereby we just be involved for ourselves, but we are involved in this life. So not to take too much time on that, just wanted to reference the international focus that TBAMA has, that aligns with CWSC, that aligns with the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, all of that. So thank you, Abdul Karim Ali, for your sharing, and we'll come back to discuss more. We'll be right back to your listeners. You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. This is the Community-Wide Shura Conference Friday Roundtable, and you are part of the group intellect. Inshallah, we'll be right back.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Abdul Aziz, Director of the CWC Ambassador Programs and National Leadership Advisory Council, and host of AM360's Ma'iyah Al-Kuliha, inviting you to share in the special blessings of intrafaith unity in the national campaign honoring the blessed month of Ramadan. All month long, you're invited to participate in the Return to Innocence, Sharing the Spirit of Ramadan campaign, in which Islamic institutions nationwide are being asked to include at least one interfaith event with another Islamic organization in the same metropolitan area, and preferably with an organization that represents a new or renewed relationship that may cross cultural, ethnic, or language barriers. In other words, all of us are being asked to share time with one another in a way we may have never done before. We're asking all to work this month with unprecedented interfaith unity and unconditional positive regard and reconciliation. Examples of joint events might be praying together on the occasion of Jumu'ah or another congregational prayer, one joint iftar, a masjid movie day, a youth appreciation day, joint press conference, joint resolution for city welcoming and explaining Ramadan to a joint open house, a joint day of community service or outreach such as neighborhood cleanup or food drive, and of course, the ultimate, a joint Eid celebration. The second part of the Return to Innocence campaign is reconciliation, and it applies to any circumstances in which independent local institutions in the same city have suffered a breach between their organizations as a result of past grievances or misunderstandings. We are asking leaders of those institutions to meet first in private with a commitment to heal the division, followed by action to bring their entire communities together for one event during the blessed month. Finally, we ask you to share with us your event success story and photos with CWSC so we can share them with the entire American Muslim community. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Finally, AM360 may feature your community's interfaith unity success story in a national interview. Just imagine the power of all of us together as brothers and sisters solely for the sake of Allah during this month. Imagine what the angels will say to our Lord and what our Lord will say to us. We ask Allah's choice and blessings upon you, your family, and community. Together, we can remake the world. Ramadan Mubarak. Assalamu alaikum.
And we're back, dear listeners, and thank Almighty God for that. That was the voice of Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, Masjid Adams Center for Community Life Center for Human Excellence. All right. So now we're going to bring on, I think, our other guest is with us. You know everyone, Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz. One moment, we'll be reading his bio to share with you, all right? One moment. And I will open his mic, but let me read his bio right now to you. Imam Abdul Aziz Al-Haji. Both imams are Hajis. Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz was most recent in the 2020, but a Haji nonetheless. Aziz was born November of 1952 in Fort Myers, Florida, where he grew up as Richard L. Adelet, the son of Henry James Adelet Sr. and Irene J. Adelet. He is the third of nine children. While growing up in the 60s and 70s, give me one moment, he began in the mid-60s on his journey to enlightenment as a youth minister in the Pentecostal and Baptist Church. And when the opportunity presented itself in the form of an invitation from his eldest brother, the late Eddie J. Adelet, to visit a Muhammad Temple of Islam meeting, of which he developed an investigative intrigue that would last well into the next decade. After finishing high school in 1970, he enlisted in the United States Army during the Vietnam era, after which he finally wrote his processing letter of acceptance as a member in the Nation of Islam. After becoming a member in the Fruit of Islam, Q. Aziz shortly thereafter promoted to the rank of lieutenant and soon thereafter minister of the temple by 1975. Upon recommendation from the former and late regional minister, Ibrahim Pasha, Rahimullah Alayh, from the Muhammad's Temple number 15, Atlanta, Georgia. During this time at the age of 23, Abdul Q. Aziz had become one of the youngest ministers to preside over a temple in the Nation of Islam and shortly thereafter the first in the city of Fort Myers, Florida, to serve as an imam. During his service as imam, he became socially and politically active in the community. He became the chief litigant in a federal lawsuit against the city of Fort Myers for its at-large voting system, a system that allowed voters who did not live in the district to overpower the votes and choices of those who did live in the area. The lawsuit brought in an end to a longstanding injustice with a landmark decision now known as Abdul Aziz versus the city of Fort Myers. One moment, everyone. I got a situation here. Just give me 1 second, and it will be resolved. Okay. All right, continuing on. During this time, after completing 10 years as resident imam at the masjid in Fort Myers, he relocated to the Tampa Bay area where he resides currently. He continued his work as imam to help with the establishment of the masjid in St. Petersburg, Florida. He worked continuously to establish prison ministry, television, and radio programs. He is a founding member of the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, Inc., the citywide Iftar Dinner of St. Petersburg, the Muslim American Criminal Justice Association, Inc., and the New Day Community Development Corporation. Imam Abdul Q. Aziz has contributed 36 years in the Tampa Bay Area as an active imam for the establishment of the religion of Al-Islam and the dignity of human life for the benefit of the socioeconomic norm as it is determined by local politics. In August of 2016, Imam Abdul Q. Aziz completed the journey to Mecca, Arabia, to fulfill the ritual of Hajj, the fifth principle of the religion. Abdul Q. Aziz is the author of 4 books, I believe it's 5 now, from his experience to contribute to the excellence of the religion of Al-Islam, African-American Muslim, 1 book, In the Heart of the Matter, Beyond the First Reading, 3, Diachronic Linguistics at a Glance, and Religion is Sincerity, The Means by Which to Repay the Debt. Now, during the years of being an associate committed to the leadership of Imam W.D. Mohammed Rahimahullah Ali, Abdul Q. Aziz became a student of the Imam's religious and Quranic thinking. He studied 5 years at the Muslim American Logic Institute, the Arabic grammar and Quranic literacy, while blessed to have personal one-on-one time, a training with Imam Kazim Ahmed during the early years, of Islamic Learning Institute. That connection, everyone, the communication and the collaboration Imam brings to our table this morning, Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz. And we now open his mic and give him the greetings of Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah, thank you for opening up my mic instead.
Did I open up?
Juma Mubarak, everybody, and Ramadan Mubarak. Alhamdulillah.
All right, well, go ahead. We'll entertain Bilal. Your question or comments, you like to say, our poet laureate.
Well, praise be to Allah for the work and the dedication of Tampa Bay, you know, the work that Anala and everybody's doing. What I'd like to do, just 1 minute, they do a Juma every Friday. And inshallah, I would like for some of the, you know, members to come and show them some love and come in and do the Juma with them. And maybe now you can show the importance of more people on that line and calling in. That's something I would like to see done. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And what he's referring to, everyone, is that Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association utilizes a conference call line for the Juma. As it is here on American Muslim 360, we are rotating with imams, and Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz has been really right here present with us more times than many, and we're thankful, and we will rotate and have that done for the Juma. Now, different times, certain situations come up that we will connect with the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association and the Juma services. But praise be to Allah, and thank you for that recommendation.
We can share that number at the end here today as well. We'll go to a 773-449. I thought I saw our imam's hand up. Imam Abdulaziz, if you're on, press 1, then I know you know your number. All right, we're going to our dear sister, Amira Muhammad Shahid. Assalamu alaikum. And Juma Mubarak or Ramadan Mubarak?
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear sister, Martha, Juma Mubarak and Ramadan Mubarak. Phenomenal. I thank Allah so much for this program. And I thank your esteemed guest, Brother Ali. And Allah truly, truly bless you, brother. And there's a saying, if you build it, they will come. And the accomplishments that you all have made, and inshallah, will continue to bless you to make, is very inspiring. It's very inspiring. So something, we just can't get discouraged when things don't look quite like we want them to be. But we know that Allah is in control of everything. And what you share with us is a perfect example, because when you build it, you'll get help from places you know not. So we just stand on our conviction to have things be successful. Then Allah is right there for us. You know, we can see at the corner. He can see around the corner. So continue the good work, my brother. And may Allah continue to bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much. My dear sister.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Yes. And she's calling out of Chicago, Illinois. Alhamdulillah. All right. We go to dear Imam Abdul Qawi Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa Juma Mubarak wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaikum assalam wa Ramadan Mubarak wa Juma Mubarak. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all is well. So, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. We can hear you now. Yes, sir. Abdul Karim Ali is with us at the table.
My beloved brother, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Juma Mubarak and Ramadan Mubarak to you, my dear brother.
Juma
and
Mubarak.
Dear friend.
Alhamdulillah, Juma Mubarak and Ramadan Mubarak to you. And my beloved sister, Sister Naila. All I can say, my beloved brothers and sisters, and those of you that are listening, it has been a wonderful journey. If for some reason this day is my last day, I can say truly it has been a wonderful journey. And as a part of that journey, having the consciousness and the awareness to understand that it all has been for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. So I've come to realize out of all of that Imam Ali recited to you in terms of what is happening. You know, I was in the Fort Myers area, and now that I look back, it is so crystal clear how everything perfectly evolved, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala evolved it, because I was in Fort Myers working, and suddenly from meeting throughout the state of Florida, I could see where a lot of energy and spirit existed. And it so happened, you know, after the lawsuit, the landmark lawsuit in Fort Myers, I moved to St. Pete. But there's something that transpired that led me to always think that if I was going to leave Fort Myers, I was going to come to St. Pete, right? So I moved to St. Pete. And the energy that welcomed me was just phenomenal. And Allah brought us together in ways that didn't always feel pleasant, but it was Allah's doing. And Allah brought us together, brought our energies together. And I'm telling you, my beloved brothers and sisters, everything just took off. And when I look back, I say the accomplishment that we had some defeats. You know, we had some defeats. You know, we had to, you know, cuddle with each other, and it's going to be all right. Allah got us, but we didn't stop, you know, those defeats. was to just strengthen us for what was ahead. So praise be to Allah. It's been a wonderful journey. I remember being in Fort Myers, and the NAACP would come to me, and we would sit down and we would talk about what appeared to be an injustice. And that injustice was that people who lived in a specific voting district was denied the opportunity to select from their district their representative, because there was an undercurrent of politicians who were specifically ensuring that there was an at-large voting system, which means that the people who live in their district could not vote for the person that they wanted to represent them, because that vote would be diluted by the at-large voting, everybody from everybody in the other districts. So there was no specific districts that you would vote in. So Allah blessed us, you know, to conference and sit down and plan, and Allah blessed us to find an attorney in Miami, and we filed the lawsuit in about 1979. So in 1983, the federal courts in the Middle District in Florida, the federal courts made a ruling. They ruled in our favor. They threw out all of the, they ruled that at-large voting system was discriminatory and inequitable. And they gave the city of Fort Myers a time frame to come up with districts, to lay out a system, and they did. They had one at-large voting system, which was for the mayor, and six single-member districts. So each individual district got the opportunity to vote for the person that they felt was a better person for them in that district. And alhamdulillah, that exists today as Abdul Aziz versus the city of Fort Myers. It's still functioning. They've revisited a couple times with intents to try and modify, but the federal courts will not give them any leeway to do that. So alhamdulillah, it has been a wonderful journey, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say that, and you will continue to hear me to say that, because now I realize and I understand that no matter these ideas that may come to us or these involvements that we may find ourselves in, it is not because of us. It is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, He chooses whomever He wills to be a part of whatever He plans. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, we're saying the praise due to Almighty God. Yes, sir. Continue.
No, I'm just, I just, you know, put that out there because what is happening now there's some other things that are happening because as you said, we're no ways tired yet, right? We're no ways tired yet. There's much more work to be done, right? So now we've created this New Day Community Development Corporation, and because doing a 10U in St. Petersburg, after I moved to St. Pete, it was late 90s, working in conjunction with the city of St. Pete, became a developer and began to build single-family housing, all right? So now this is something that we are going to revisit. We are revisiting it as we speak. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, He would bless us with the same level of success that we have incurred over the years. And we are now going to begin building homes affordably for people who have been left out of the system.
Praise be to Almighty God.
He can't stop now. And now I'm going to, and everyone, should you have a question or you want comments, have comments you want to share with Imam Abdul Karim Ali and Imam Abdul Kawi Aziz, please by all means do so. Let me mention two other individuals that have had and made an impact on the city of St. Petersburg. That's Abdul Salam. Now, you may say, well, and what I'm going to mention is about his conquest with the city of St. Petersburg as he was an employee of the city of St. Petersburg and had to endure a long period of where he eventually won through, but having to have a lawsuit against the city of St. Petersburg in him being an employee. And that has proven to be, you know, the showing the courage, the stamina, standing by what your conviction is, having a conviction, number one, but your faith and the resolve, belief, and keeping the trust in Almighty God. The other is Imam Askil Muhammad Akil. We're looking forward to interviewing him at some point in time. A very active person, goes back to the days of being an activist in the city of St. Petersburg, so much so that he drew the ire of the council and other political figures in St. Petersburg. But his activism proved to be just what we're saying about everyone else, the stamina, the courage, and having a conviction. And before the days of connecting with the Nation of Islam and onto Al-Islam proper, as we know it today, praise be to Almighty God. But the reason I'm mentioning that is I believe that this reflects what is happening around the country here in the United States, and it also reflects in other countries that we've read about. And what comes to my mind is Mandela, may Allah be pleased with him, grant him high station in paradise, and his political connection, his political conviction, and the process by which he became president there in South Africa. And we know the oppression that went on in South Africa and the oppression that happens today. Wherever it is, there's the oppressed and there's the oppressors. And we know right at our front door here in America, the oppressed process that is still happening. Right now, to our mind, the 13th Amendment. I'm sure and I will begin to give my attention to the three strikes. I'm going to share this with both Imam Abdul Karim Ali and Abdul Aziz, Gawi Aziz, because of their political involvement and understanding and respect for the Constitution of the United States, but understanding that each state has a constitution. And here's a question for you. Because of what has been enacted within the last 10 years, the three-strike law, and which has now crippled many individuals in their younger years and on into their older years, but their acts that they're committing, unintelligible acts, but acts number one, but if you're committing an act of similar activity three times, then life sentencing is what is at your door. And to say, to put that on the table as an outcome to stop criminal actions, and there's a lot to go into that. I won't get into the bits and pieces of it, but just to get your comments on the three strike law for Florida and other states, right? About 28 of them, I think, has it.
Three strikes?
Three strikes, you're out. Yes.
Yes. Well, if I can, or was that directed to someone specifically or what?
No, to both you and Abdul Karim Ali, so if you want to start.
Okay, well, a comment that I would make is that understanding that system, particularly with respect to MACJA, Muslim American Criminal Justice Association, being a part of that. The three-strike concept, it didn't come it didn't come completely out of the idea to stem the influx of criminal activity. What it did is that it came out of the idea and the concept of privatizing state institutions. And
yes.
what has happened there is that now large businesses and what have you are starting to invest or purchase these institutions, and the way they make money is by the product that they that contains them. That these the prison system contains, and that's human bodies. So the more they can get you to stay, the longer they can get you to stay in the prison, the more money the investors are subject to make.
Okay, thank you.
From the I would like to say this is Abdul Karim Ali. What I would like to say is first, I would like to just refer the listeners to the hadith that you quoted from Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the oppressed and the oppressor. Okay? Allah is the most merciful of all. And being merciful, Muhammad the Prophet was a merciful messenger, prophet, peace be upon him. And we also, as people, not just Muslims, but mankind, it's also be merciful. So what I like to just say that one of the many reasons that, and our leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, may Allah reward him with the highest form of paradise, forgive them whatever error. He left with us, okay, when he was bold and courageous enough to stand in the masjid in front of a very highly emotional group of people, members, and raise the American flag. And when he did so, he really was kind of putting his life on the line, because he said that, you know, if all one individual had just stood up and hollered out, you know, about him raising the flag, and that would have created a large turmoil. But alhamdulillah, okay, he did that, and not only did that in the masjid, but he did it also in the public by being grand marshal of the parade, you know, that was established, you know, to bring about, you know, better awareness, okay, of what is happening in our country, et cetera, et cetera. So our system that we have, our constitution, our Florida, we have the national constitution, we have the constitution in our state, and we have locally, we have a constitution, you know. We don't call it that. We call it a charter, et cetera. But it's our constitution or how we should govern ourselves. So, but it says nationally, if we find something that is not better at serving justice and fairness for all, then we the people, keep in mind, in order to form a more perfect union, we the people. So if there's something we the people is not, we sense is not fair, we the people can sit down and begin to discuss, okay, and if there's a need to make modification, to make changes, or bring in a new constitution, we the people can get together to do that. So it's up, there's an injustice that's taking place. We don't have to live with that. We can sit down. That's why we have to, as I said earlier, when we want to sit down and have conversation, okay, with others, and the first thing they want to know is, who are you? Who are you? You know, who you are, what's your name, et cetera. And once they that is established, okay, we can sit down and have this discussion. So we the peoples can sit down and begin to look at things that is not right, not fair, and as Imam Aziz pointed out, certainly in the criminal justice system, not only here in Florida, but in other parts of the country as well. The private institution, okay, the private institution is moving in to be in charge, and what the private business institution, their goal is to see workers become like former slaves. You know, slaves were free labor to benefit a select few. So if that kind of stuff is taking place, then we have to rise up and speak out and bring charges to make things better. It's going to take a while, but we have to point that out. Let's not sit amongst ourselves and just argue and bicker and say, you know, what is not right. No, let's come together and speak out and begin to make changes to make things better for all of us. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, we the people.
Okay. Thank you. And God is definitely, I you know, when I heard that, I would say to myself, three strikes, wait a minute, Almighty God is the forgiver, often forgiving.
Right.
And for us to put a limit on something, and we know how open that is, you know, to three strikes, okay, so you committed. And that borders, for me, it borders the jeopardy of looking at your past and if you've served the time for those things. But like I say, I won't go into those specifics today, but praise be to Almighty God that the door is open for us to see that there's a need and whatever we can contribute to the process of, you know, the injustice and correcting it. And inshallah, God willing, we will do that. We're going to go to our callers. Thank you, everyone. You're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. This is American Muslim 360 and the Community-Wide Shura Conference Friday Roundtable. We go to 773, this is the Amira Muhammad Shahi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. I'll make this very short, Sister Martha. They said, as there's a saying, someone you should know. These two brothers are someone we should know. And I want to ask them to leave their contact information. And I wonder, Brother, you mentioned when you were doing Brother Aziz's bio about five publications that he had produced. And I would like for him to talk a little bit more about that and also give us information how we can purchase them. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. We will get that information for sure. And thank you so very, very much for bringing that out. And we go to 727408. Bilal, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. I want to start off with the fact that praise be to Allah for people who follow the Prophet Muhammad and what he says concerning the work that needs to be done and the relationship that we should have of people of other faith. And Allah gives him that. And he gives it and he shared that with us. So praise be to Allah. Look, we have problems. We interfaith. And I don't understand it. And I pray out loud that we get out of that. And also, as far as politics is concerned, I'm hearing something that really bothers my intellect. That to know that Allah, the best thing that Allah gave the human being was the brain and intellect. And for us to actually want to deal with this concept of a third-party person and risk a person like Donald Trump to come into office, tell me something that We let emotions get into the way of our common sense. And we're going to constantly, let me tell you, as long as we continue to do that, we won't be making progress. And don't think that you don't affect people when you come on the line and you say dang concerning that third party, dang about Biden's and this, that, and other. But let me tell you something. So for me, I think that it don't make common sense for us to take the chance. We Muslims, we don't gamble to take the chance of letting Donald Trump come into office. We should research our common sense on that issue. And I'm forgiving the ones in advance who stake to that thing about they can't deal with interfaith or I'm gonna do the third party thing. You know, it don't make common sense. And that's not my opinion. To me, that's just Allah's reality for us. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you for your comment. Of course, as you say, and this is where the intellect is respected and the voice protected. So, alhamdulillah, thank you for your sharing your opinion. All right, Ali or Aziz?
Any
comments on that?
Yes, alhamdulillah. Let me just say to our dear brother and to others, you may recall in the Nation of Islam days, okay, we had a different idea about people who didn't accept what we were promoting and, you know, all that good stuff. We're going to go into all of that. But certainly, government, we didn't want to have any part of government or the policemen and et cetera, you know. And we had a lot of confrontation during that time. But alhamdulillah, with the coming of Imam W.D. Muhammad in 1975, and he began to kind of bring us out of darkness, if you will. You know, we were in a state of darkness, didn't realize it, but we thought we were doing the right thing, okay? I was known as Brother Matthew X, you know, Brother Matthew X. And before I became X, I was Brother Matthew. Once I decided to become a member of the Nation of Islam, before I received my X, I was Brother Matthew on form, you know, Matthew on form, and all that. So long story short is, in 75, okay, we began to see things much better. And one of the first things I heard was from the Imam message I heard, we heard much, but he started talking about government and how he was very impressed with the, in 1977, how he was very impressed with the person running for office by the name of being candidate Jimmy Carter of Georgia, mm-hmm. and how he was strongly in support of him and encourage us to kind of get involved in government, okay, voting, et cetera, et cetera. So when we are dissatisfied with individuals who's currently in office or those who want to seek reappointment, reelected, okay, or get elected in office, and we are dissatisfied with them, your vote and encourage others to send a vote. That sent a message. The vote says we are satisfied, or the vote says we are dissatisfied. The vote does that. Your involvement does that. Okay? And again, that's why we are to involve ourselves with others. Become a part. Don't just sit and just be criticism and criticize. No, get involved. Get involved. And get others to get involved. If there's a political group that's involved, and be involved in that. If there's no political group that's involved and you see a need in your neighborhood, start one. Start it up. You know, that's what bringing about leadership, good leadership.
Imam Muhammad Pasha said, "What leadership is in resourceful and resourceful people. Leadership mm-hmm. is in resourceful people. So be resourceful in your neighborhood. Be resourceful in your community. Be resourceful in your town, your city, your state, your country, etc. This is your country. This is our country. America is our America, not somebody else's America. It's our America. And don't let anybody tell you differently. If someone tell you differently, you should tell them to go back to East, West, nowhere and remain there. But here, we are part of this world. Allah created us to be part of this world. Okay, don't belong to the apes, the monkeys, the baboons, except it belongs to us as human beings. So be human enough to get involved in your situation to bring about a better situation. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Imam Abdulaziz?
Yes, ma'am. I would say, my beloved brother, and those of you that are listening, I've been watching the political dynamics for some time now. And to be honest with you, with respect to the two-party system that we have, I'm really not pleased with either party. And the reason why I say that is because we have deviated to a great extent from the real purpose. What we have now is the Bloods and the Crips. Is what we have now. Each party comes to office to take out the other party. You know, it's just an ongoing fight between them, and the American people are stuck in the middle, not getting the real representation that was intended for them. So as Muslims, you know, we are going to have to stand up in a way to put the best human conduct on the table and create a situation whereby those individuals who are running for office or in office, they're going to have to measure themselves by those standards. If not, we go further and further to the proverbial cliff, you know, where this country could easily end up in another civil war. So I agree with Imam Ali. We have to come out and stand on the issues, take a stand on the issues, but we have to stand on those issues according to what Muhammad the Prophet alayhi salam, has given us as a human position and what the Quran supports. We're going to have to do that. If we don't do that, then we go further and further into the nightmare. And I'm sure some of you, when you look at these parties and what's going on, you say, oh, man, you know, I just don't even want to be a part of that. But alhamdulillah, as Ali say, when you see a wrong, you know, we are obligated to give some energy with respect to the correction of that wrong.
And I'd like to add, too, and let me see, our callers, definitely want to give credence to our callers. Yeah, we do have a return of 773-449, I believe.
I'm sorry, Sister Martha. I just didn't mute my format. I'm sorry. I don't have any comments.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. Alhamdulillah. Okay, hold on. Let me, now you're here muted. Now you can press 1. All right, we go to 636-980. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Kareem Hamid out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes, wa alaikum assalam, and I extend the greetings to your prestigious guest. Praise be to Allah. I am familiar with them over the airways of American Muslim 360 and the wonderful work that they are doing in the state of Florida. Praise be to Allah. You know, we must get involved. We cannot stand on the sideline. And you're so correct. This is our country. And we judge people by their character and their deeds. And I must admit that the two main choices that are put up for us to choose from, I find their character very abhorrent. But remember, Imam said, Imam Waqidi Muhammad, may Allah grant him the highest station in paradise. He said, vote for the good guy. Good guy. So with that advice, we do have more than a two-party system. And I am going to vote as a citizen in this country. I'm going to vote. But I'm going to vote for who I believe is the good guy. And the good guy is not these two that have been presented to us. But I will vote, no doubt about that. Whether the third party candidate wins or not, I will not lend my name. I will not lend my name to the abhorrent, inhuman character of these two persons that are placed before us as president. My name will go on the good guy, however y'all perceive that. But there are other candidates that are vying for the office of president in this country. So I want it. As a radio station, we cannot endorse anyone. We are not endorsing anyone. I have my choice as an individual, separate from AM360 or the Community Wide Shoulder Conference. And I have been watching a candidate that has been in the human rights struggle for a long time. He's a very learned, very wise, very spiritually connected brother. And whether he win or not, I'll place my name supporting his candidacy. But I cannot bring myself to vote for the character that have been displayed before all of us in the two main candidates that's running for the office. So we don't have to sit out. Look for another candidate that you don't have to hold your nose to vote for. So that's my contribution toward the upcoming election. And I extend the greetings of Ramadan Mubarak to everyone, and assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan
Mubarak. And Jumma Mubarak.
Yes. Thank you, Imam Kareem Hamid, for that. Imam Kareem Hamid is a host here on several presentations. First is Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose every Saturday morning, early in the morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9:30 a.m. And then he, along with Michael Hameen, they present the Ramadan Sessions reading of the Contemplations of Imam Waqidi Muhammad, Rahimahullah, every Sunday evening, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So praise be to Almighty God for his connection. Then Wednesdays, he our collaboration, Block Talk to Block Talk, with Female Solutions, with Naima Latif. He is a co-host on the Female Solutions. And that's every Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So praise be to Almighty God for the dutifulness of Imam Kareem Hamid and the straightforward talk. We'll say that, straightforward talk. And that lends, and I'll make my comment now, too, that lends itself to say when we speak about conviction or we speak about our reasons for doing anything, the decision-making that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed all of us to have, it comes right down to it on decision making and whatever process we use to discern or make a choice of what, especially when it's dealing with voting. When we go to get our voter's ID, we present our identification. And they're taking our name as the recipient of the voter's ID. And when we go and make our choices, the individual ballot is given to the individual. So we're not there with it. This is where the group intellect is powerful and great, but the group intellect of self, meaning our conscious self and our conscientious self, and we don't want it laying dormant and not use it. So praise be to Almighty God, and he's correct. We don't endorse anyone. What we do is share some information that can help individuals to make a decision, as long as they're making their own decision based upon the information that they receive and that they research. So praise be to Allah. Any more comments on the voting power and the voting system and where we've gotten to today? Because Abdulaziz, as you mentioned, your connection in Fort Myers on the voting process, and in St. Petersburg, we've had a process whereby we had to establish single-member district. Ali, you can speak to that too as well. Please, by all means.
Alhamdulillah. As Imam Aziz clearly pointed out in his work and his effort, and it will is on the book, on the record, not Richard Adelaide. Okay, Richard Adelaide was a good person, still a good person, but it's Abdul QRD, okay, is on the book versus the city of Fort Myers. And he came out, alhamdulillah, the winner. In St. Petersburg, we established a political body called African American Voters Research and Education Committee, EVERY. And the purpose was to really encourage African-American males and females to groom and shape and encourage them to run for office. And also look at areas that was concerned to us, you know, in the political arena. And one of the areas, as Ian pointed out in Fort Myers, was what was called single-member district. You know, we had single-member district. We had worked to establish single-member district for the state of Florida, but we wanted single-member district for our county of Pinellas. We're in Pinellas County. And St. Pete is the largest city in Pinellas County. Pinellas County have about 24 municipalities there, and St. Pete is the largest. So in Pinellas County, we was concerned about having a voice for the voters, okay, for in the county, for the county commission, and also for school board. So that issue of single member district was put on the ballot, and for a while, coming up to the election, we had somewhat kind of drifted off into some other areas. And it's a statement from the editorial board of the local papers at the time, then called St. Petersburg Times. An editorial article came out, and the editors was wondering, where is the voices for single-member district? You know, we were coming up for an election, okay, and there was no strong voices. You know, we had drifted off into some other area. And we, Everett, you know, members read that, and we came together and said we need to get out and begin to raise the awareness about the need for establishing single-member district for Pinellas County Board of County Commission. And praise be to God, the week before the election, we got out and we began to help raise the awareness, and on election day, that area passed for single member district for Pinellas County School Board, okay, by 6-7 votes. 6-7 votes, folks. Your vote matters. 6-7 votes passed for single member district for Pinellas County Board of County Commission, and we turned around and got passed for a single member district for the school board. And so we now have four single district and three at large for the school board as well as county board of commission. So it makes a difference. Your involvement, your vote makes a difference. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And I'd like to mention, too, everyone, that our mayor served 12 years on county commission.
Yeah.
And then that deals a lot with
and he became the county commission because one of the single member district was District 7, and when we got it passed, he became over that district. He was elected to be over that district, single member District 7, because of our effort to get that passed through.
Praise be to Almighty God. Yes, and just mentioning, in Florida, the state of Florida, we have 67 counties, just knowing that 24 municipalities of one county. You can imagine the work that needs to be done with other cities, municipalities in those other counties. And when we talk about, and when we even get to talking about how monies come into the cities and so forth from the state and on down to counties and such. But not to go off into that arena, we'll continue with Imam Abdulaziz on the single member district process or the voting power.
Yes.
Are you on
well,
mute? Okay. You're good.
No, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, very clear.
You know, there is a power in single member district. However, I just think that we're at a place and point in this country. There's a lot of things that are sort of slipping away. Now, when I say that, I'm saying that in the context that people, they hear us. When I say us, I'm talking about the African American perspective and position about life in America. They hear us, but many of them are not necessarily listening to us. And the reason they are not listening to us is because we're doing a lot of talking, but we're not doing a whole lot of servicing or meeting the needs of people. People have a tendency to, you know, channel their attention to whatever is serving their needs, food, clothes, shelter, jobs, et cetera, you know? So I'm just saying for us as a people, when we talk about this new day, we have got to be able to shift ourselves in a position where we're able to address the needs of human beings. When we do that, then they are listening to us, and they are committed to be with us as we move forward to change the dynamics that are out of shape, outdated, that's not working anymore. We can do some of that politically in terms of voting. Yeah, we could do that. And then we can begin to run people from our perspectives for office, you know, but we have got to be able to gain the attention and the commitment of the people. And most people right now, their attention is delegated to where their needs are being met. And that's what I'll say about that. And when it comes to single member district, you know, whatever the situation is politically, we got to change the dynamics. And if we want people to embrace what we're saying and be a part of what we're saying and what we're doing, we have got to put ourselves in a position where we can meet their needs.
I mean, and this morning, everyone, I failed to share with you, Abdusalam Hamid had been delegated to represent our voice on City Council Member John Muhammad radio station this morning, a radio appearance. And as you heard from him last week, Council Member John, Brother John Muhammad. So that's where Abdusalam Hamid is. And so we're going to have to continue this conversation as we become more engaged. And that's what Community-Wide Shura Conference is about, is, again, being consistent with being committed, establishing good communication and collaborating so that the best of all of our efforts surface. And as we leave and others appear on the scene, we want to have left our mark, as the indelible marks are left by many who have lived in this country, in these states, wherever we are. CWSC is looking at the entire 48 states. And I say that intentionally because Hawaii and Alaska, as we are looking at the 48 states that right before us, where we all are and what is happening. And so CWSC is committed now to doing research and connecting throughout the country, taking any state for granted. The model community life is with each one of us. That's where it is. It is that we may see activity going on in certain areas and we may migrate there, alhamdulillah. But as Imam Abdul Aziz and Imam Abdul Karim Ali have shown and are referencing this morning, every individual has to make their mark. Every individual has to be committed and connect and communicate their thinking, but not just by voicing it, but making a difference in the community so that definitely with housing and even our roads, there's so much to be discussed, everyone, and this is what we're going to be bringing to you, inshallah, as we connect with leaders throughout the country, individuals throughout the country. Yes, sir.
If I can, there was a sister that came on and had requested some information with regards to book and contact.
Yes, please follow me now.
Okay. The books, there are four books, sister. One of them is The Voice and the Soul of the African-American Muslim. And really what inspired that, if you remember, it was James Brown who had a song that says, "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." Well, we as Muslims, we have a voice inside of us that we need to say it very loudly so people can understand the benefits of what we have in that voice. And then there is In the Heart of the Matter, that is that we have to take time to look into the heart of the matter. There's a lot of things that we could say, a lot of things that we could do, but many of them are not connected to the heart of the matter. So we have to be able to look into the matter that we are dealing with to find the solution or the answer to our problems. And then there's Beyond the First Reading, Diacritic Linguistics. That is that everything that we initially see is not necessarily the final reading. It's the first reading. We have to be able to look into that, to go beyond that first reading, to see how we perceive the outcome to be. And then there is religion is sincerity, the means by which to repay the debt. And that is to say that Muhammad the Prophet, alayhi salam, he said that religion is sincerity. And that's the only way you can repay the debt, through your sincerity. This is not something that you can come into fashionably and fake it and what have you. It has to be sincerity. The religion is sincerity because the religion, Deen al-Islam, the religion is debt. It's the debt that you owe God. And what you owe God and how you pay that debt is with your sincerity. And if you're interested, I can be reached at 727-483-8320.
Say it again, ma'am, your number.
727-483-8320.
All right. Very good.
Sister Marla?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all those who are interested in contacting and finding out more information about Tabama, Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, and we who would like, you know, support our effort, you know, financially, we welcome that. We can be reached at Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association or Tabama, T-B-A-M-A. P.O. Box is 10964, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33733. Phone number, we can be reached here and 727-560-2567. Thank you so much.
Okay. Repeat the address again and your number, please.
Yes, the address is Tabama, T-B-A-M-A, which is Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, Inc. And the P.O. Box is P.O. Box 10964, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33733. The phone number is 727-560-2567.
To Allah. And everyone, as much as can be aired during the iftar gathering, we will be live. The CEO, Latifa Hameen, will be present as well. And we have connections have been made with Imam Omar Shakir in the past year, Imam Abdul Rahman Kareem out of Dallas, Texas, and Imam Omar Shakir of San Antonio, Texas. And Abdul Kareem, he was twofold with being a director for CWSC and being a representative for Graceline, one of our supporters and collaborators, and then Dr. Aisha Kareem. And we've been involved with the ML King Parade and with the Juneteenth that was held in Miami. CWSC is truly sincere about being connected, having good communication and collaboration. And the consistency of that is what proves it out. We thank Allah SWT for our two guests this morning that will continue to be in the position with CWSC as Florida Conference of Muslim American is. The Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association is in the heart of Florida, centrally located, the Tampa Bay area. We are connected across the state with that. We're having ties with Fort Myers and Sarasota. And we didn't mention about the entire Muslim community that is in support of and has been connected with making the decision for the iftar community, the community that brings forth the iftar happening on the third week of the month, and the month of Ramadan is when we host it. But the collaboration of the Muslim community. But one thing I'll note is the African-American, Muslim African-American, the Muslim in alignment with the leadership of Imam Warth Deen Muhammad, Rahimullah Huleh, has played an important, a vital part in being at the forefront, and that says a whole lot, and we can get more into that in our next discussion when they're available to come back again, because we need to talk about, we need to share the importance of not melting into others that come with their identity, but we see the oneness of the community, the ummah, as I said, but we each have a responsibility. And the Imam Warth Deen Muhammad has referenced that. So everyone, we thank you for being here. If you have any last comments, Imam Abdulaziz, Imam Abdul Karim Ali, please by all means say so. Let me look at the board, though, and see if we have any last-minute hands. Yes, we do. Bilal? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You know, we are told that you know, we don't want to waste words. Now Muhammad said don't waste words. So, but we'll waste a vote. And then also, I'm talking about the logical conclusion. The third party, I don't know whether or not that was just a scheme of Shaitan, but I'll tell you one thing about it. If he didn't just instituted that scheme, he sure is benefiting from it. And so, you know, go to the logical conclusion. That's all I'm doing. And look, let me tell you something. They say the Quran is a book of strategy. Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf, may Allah be pleased with him, he actually put a cup in his brother's bag to appear him, to make him appear as a thief so he can come back and get his brother with him for the good of his whole family. Just think about that. And with that is them. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. All right, everyone, we have reached the top of the hour, and we're so gracious, gratefully thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're saying highly glorified is the one God for the opportunity to go into the homes of our dear brothers this morning. Next week, inshallah, we will have the CEO of American Muslim 360 making sharing a report, giving all the ins and outs of American Muslim 360 as we are continuing to bring forth our directors one by one to share with you, inshallah, on the last Friday of the month to keep you connected as to the operations of CWSC. And always, we want you to go to cwsc.us and click on that blue donate button. The Ramadan telethon will take place. I believe it's the last week, yes, of March before we go out of the month of Ramadan. So be prepared, everyone. I mean, at all times you can give. And let me share this, that your donations have been going to the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association, to the Florida Conference of Muslim Americans, to the schools, the Sister Clara Muhammad Schools, and to many other entities, to Mosque Cares, to Islamic Learning Institute, to Camp Khalil, to Doctors Without Borders, the Malala Fund, the Muslim Muhammad Ali Center, Mother's Arms, many entities that you have been contributing to. The greater happens when we contribute a small amount and it comes forth and it collectively, then it represents itself in a larger amount that we can do with our collaborators. So we will be contributing to the IFTAR committee, the work of the IFTAR committee, and we do contribute with members of the Interfaith Tampa Bay. So alhamdulillah. So through in your state, we want to connect. So share the information. Please, by all means, call 910-317-0297 or email us info@cwsc. Let's get connected state by state. We know the work can be done. So alhamdulillah. There was something else too. As our CEO, Latifa Hameen, it generates every 6 months a publication of advertisement of your business or your community center or what have you. That's every 6 months, and there are different prices for that. And last but not least, there's a creativity being established by Farida Noor. Farida Noor has taken on the position to help in the way that Almighty God has blessed her. So she's establishing a process by which you can donate, calling a donate a dollar campaign. Donate a dollar campaign. And you will be hearing her public service announcement for that. And that is to inspire individuals who want to go into business, who want to, who already in business, who want to make the full circle
complete, make it complete by, as we're sponsoring or co-sponsoring businesses and organizations, we know that it has to be full circle back to those who donate. How can a business reciprocate the donation process? We will get more into that discussion so that we here, CWSC, is the conduit for bringing individuals together in Inshallah. Definitely be hearing more from Farida Noor. And Inshallah, we want you to know that you can always set up a foundation, a scholarship, in the name of a loved one that you have. Inshallah, this is our scholarship time from February 20th to June 20th. Anyone you know that's in school, going to college, or already in college, or attending a university, and whatever the amount that we have as far as scholarship is concerned, we have five. Please go online to cwsc.us and click on register or scholarship. Type it into the little search box, and it will come up, and all the information is there. And then you will be contacted by the person will be contacted by our team for scholarship. All right? Sister Rashida Robinson, we pray that her health is well, but we will be checking on that. She's our director for scholarship. She's out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Recently, Speaker's Bureau Director had a family member to transition, to pass. Her sister, Dr. Rita Stewart's sister, recently transitioned. You want more information on how she's doing, by all means, you can call us with your question, 910-317-0297, or info@cwsc.us. That's the email. All right? We pray that any activities that you're having, yes, and in New York with Imam Yusuf Ramadan, who's one of our hosts here on Thursday mornings. Don't you love it, hearing Imam Yusuf Ramadan? His passion is in security. But he presents A New Day for Al-Islam here on AM 360, and they will be having, the Masjid Nuruddin will be having an event on April 6th. That's in the month of Ramadan as well, April 6th. And they're asking for a generous donation for the effort. You can get more information. There's a flyer that will be coming to your email about that, so please look forward to it. And, if you have activities that's going on, we do community buzz here on American Muslim 360. The question we ask is, have you heard? Any more comments or questions from anyone, please? Here is the moment before we go out with our music of sharing. And today is Jummah, and Imam Abdul Aziz is the month presenter, Khatib Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, with Masjid Adam Community Life Center for Human Excellence. And again, in Bronx, New York, we will share the theme a little later, which I don't think I have the theme now, but that he usually starts around 1:10, so please come at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Getting closer to the Eid, we like to present the Eid, the presentations of the Khatibs around the country in the three zones that we have, the Eastern Zone, Central Zone, and the Pacific Coast Time Zone. So we look forward to being able to present that for you, whatever Khatib will be, wherever, you know, that will love to connect with us and be the presenter for the Eid Salat at those particular times, inshallah. Okay. If I didn't miss anything, Imam Abdul Aziz and Imam Abdul Karim Ali, your mics are still open. And if you have anything that you may think that you've missed, please, by all means, but we greatly appreciate your attendance this morning.
No, I don't think that I missed anything, but I thank you, and I thank the listeners for sharing of their time this morning. May Allah continue to bless you, and we pray for the best of all of us as we start moving toward the end of this Ramadan.
Oh, and please share the phone number for the conference call, Imam and Co., because sometimes when we present a later Jummah, then we will definitely be in line for those who want to call in to the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association Juma.
Okay. Okay. Well, right now we start the Juma at about 1:30. The conference call number is 425-436-6392. And the code is 212-607-3#. Again, the number is 425-436-6392, and the code PIN is 212-607-3#.
Okay, thank you. And Imam Abdulaziz of Bronx, New York, did send in his information for being the khatib today. There will be a Masjid Allah in Plainfield, New Jersey. The theme is the excellence of getting what you need in Ramadan or after Ramadan. Getting what you need in Ramadan for after Ramadan, as Imam Abdul Aziz of Bronx, New York, Masjid Adam Center for Community Center, Community Life Center for Human Excellence, and he will be presenting in Masjid Allah of Plainfield, New Jersey at 1:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we will begin here on AM360 at 1 p.m. To facilitate that. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. Thank you, Imam Abdul Aziz. Thank you, Imam Abdul Karim Ali, and your families. Next time, inshallah, maybe we'll get your wives to share in some information as well, because they are very actively involved in the movement of and the establishment of and the movement of Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association. We're going to go now to our Music for Humanity. It's everybody's business by Imam Abdul Wali Shaheed of Brooklyn, New York. But humanity is everybody's business. And we will end with, we've got to be thankful. And that's Abdul Rahman Hashim. We've got to be thankful.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Not know me.
you want for your brother or your sister, as you want for yourself.
Amen. When you see what you see, knowing that it shouldn't be, do you just walk on by with your head held high?
Listen. Said I may not know. And I sing the name's last prayer.
asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for less and more. But they gotta be right. They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
They gotta be thankful.
They gotta be grateful for them.